Out in front of you, pick a spot about an inch square in size and begin to stare at that spot. Then don't break your gaze and just continue to look at that spot. Maybe imagine you've turned your vision into a laser pointer that you've directed at the center of that spot. Now this is very tiring, very quickly, very fatiguing for the eyes. Just continue to stare. But if you want to close them before I ask you to, just let your eyes fall shut, and then keep them closed. Now, listen quietly to the sound of my voice. You may be aware of other sounds too, sounds inside or sounds outside, but these won't disturb you. In fact, they're going to help relax you, because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. Relax more and more with every single exhale. More and more each time you breathe out. So, while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice, you can just simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever imagine being. That's right, just allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Make yourself comfortable. Rest your hands by your side, and if you haven't already, gently allow your eyelids to close. And begin to truly let yourself relax, letting your cares and worries go. And in this moment, this time, now, nothing else matters. So, as you switch off your thoughts, you can just begin to use this time for yourself, to unwind completely. And as you begin to feel more and more relaxed, let go of any worries or problems or concerns that may have been on your mind lately. And there's no need to fight any unwanted negative thoughts, as they will soon drift out of your mind again, just as easily as they came. Now, I would like you to take a couple of deep breaths in the pause that follows. Now, let yourself drift to some safe, relaxing place that you enjoy being. Some place that just brings peace and tranquility to you. And allow your subconscious to begin to bring it into focus in great detail. And just accept it how your subconscious shows it to you. Begin to pay closer and closer attention to your environment. The time of day. The time of season. Sky. Sun, clouds, colors, sounds and noises, scents and smells, even the air you might imagine on your skin, plants and animals, and all sorts of things around you in this safe place that you're imagining. More and more comfortable now. You feel your whole body settling down and becoming still, and you notice how relaxed your whole body has become now. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Your eyelids are sealed shut and may even twitch at this moment or soon. Very good. Now, while you're relaxing, you can just be aware of your body, aware of where your hands, where they rest, maybe noticing the angle of your elbows and maybe sensing the weight of your head resting where it does. And you know, that weight might seem to gently increase as you allow yourself to relax more and more. Now just be aware of your ankles and your feet as they rest, and wonder if maybe they'll start to feel heavy too, as you just relax deeper and deeper. As you let go of all tension in your body, all the muscles in your jaw have become limp and relaxed, and as your jaw sinks down, your tongue rests gently at the bottom of your mouth. You're beginning to drift down deeper and deeper now, feeling more and more relaxed with every word I speak. And as this soft wave of relaxation spreads down your neck and shoulders, and all the way down your arms to your fingertips, you may feel a tingling sensation in your fingertips as your arms begin to grow as heavy as lead. And slowly, you start to become aware of a growing, peaceful feeling inside you. A feeling of true calmness and real contentment. Pay attention to your gentle breathing for a few moments. Notice that your breathing is becoming slower and steadier as you relax more and more. Slower and steadier. Breathing so steadily and evenly, just as though you were pretending to be asleep. Breathing so peacefully, so evenly, so steadily, you almost wouldn't disturb a feather placed immediately in front of you. Breathing so easily, so slowly, so gently, that you almost wouldn't disturb even a single strand of a feather placed right in front of you. And now this wave of relaxation spreads down your neck and shoulders, all the way down your arms to your fingertips. You may feel a tingling sensation in your fingertips as your arms grow as heavy as lead, and you soon become aware of a growing peaceful feeling inside, a feeling of calmness and contentment. Feel every muscle in your chest and stomach become limp and relaxed, and all the muscles in your back are relaxing, all the way down to your spine. All the muscles in your back loosen and relax, like bundles of rubber bands that were tight and tense, now loosened and relaxed. And as you drift down deeper and deeper relaxed, let a wave of relaxation spread all down through your legs so that your legs become as heavy as lead, and every muscle in your legs becomes limp and relaxed, so that you're now completely relaxed from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And as you allow yourself to relax even more, I wonder if you can, perhaps, sense the beating of your own heart. Just sense the beat of your own heart, and just see if you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a touch, just a tiny little bit. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow your heartbeat down just a little. And as you do, you feel your whole body slowing down too, becoming lazier and lazier, because you've got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do now except relax. No one wanting anything, no one expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier, as it's just naturally and easily relaxing more and more, like a well-maintained machine of some sort or another, just operating smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably. And now becoming more gradually aware of your whole self, aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they might be, aware of your legs and feet too, just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. To be so in touch with yourself, you can actually get your whole body to relax even more, yet remaining totally alert to my voice. Noticing now how even your facial muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling down, smoothing out. A good feeling. Maybe wondering just how long all that tension's been there and where it came from in the first place. But then realizing you simply can't care less, because you feel it draining away now, and that feels so good. Now the outside world fades more and more into the background, as you begin a journey into your own inner world, to that unique and special part of you that only you can go to. Just let go of any negative thoughts or feelings and any sounds around you. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the steadiness of the rhythm of your body, you might wonder at the fact that you're so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move even one single muscle, even though you know you easily could if you wanted to. And I know you easily could if you wanted to, but you simply can't be bothered. Just allowing yourself to be still, relaxed, and relaxing even more. As lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And now I wonder if maybe you can manage to relax even more. Even though you're already as relaxed as it's possible for most people to ever be. Just find those last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply let them evaporate. With each easy, gentle breath you breathe, allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. Now, in a moment, I'm going to help you relax even more completely. Very soon, I'll begin counting from 10 down to 1. And the moment I say the number 10, you will see yourself at the top of a small, safe, and sturdy set of stairs. The moment I say the number 9 and each additional number, you'll simply imagine moving down those steps one at a time, relaxing more completely with each step, twice as relaxed with each step, or maybe with some steps 3 or 4 times more relaxed, or even more. And at the bottom of the stairs is a large, comfortable, soft feather bed, the softest place to rest you could imagine. Soft cotton sheets and blankets and fluffy pillows. So inviting. A bed as soft as a cloud, if you could rest on a cloud. Now, the moment I say the number 1, you'll simply find yourself resting your head on one of those soft pillows and getting the covers just right for you, and then sinking into that bed that's as soft as a cloud and just resting and drifting away for a while. So here we go. Number 10, imagine yourself at the top of the stairs. So 10, take that first step. 9, stepping down to the second step, feeling safe and relaxed. 8, sinking deeper and deeper into a comfortable, calm, peaceful feeling. 7, letting go more and more with each step. 6, going way down now, a feeling of heaviness quickly coming over you. 5, it's that feeling of heaviness that comes over you seconds before you drift off to sleep. 4, feeling heavier and heavier with each step. 3, so ready to rest and let go. 2, now on the next number, the number 1, simply imagine sinking into that bed that's as soft as a cloud, becoming more calm, more peaceful, more relaxed, and just drifting off for a while. And 1, feel yourself sinking into that soft feather bed. Bed as soft as a cloud. Let every muscle go completely limp and loose as you sink naturally and easily into a more calm and peaceful state of relaxation. Rest. Sleep. Rest now and sleep now. That's it. Deeper and deeper relaxed. Deeper and deeper relaxed with every exhale. Rest. Sleep. Rest. Sleep. Now, there have been times in your life when you've felt out of control, overwhelmed and fearful. Times when events seemed almost too difficult to manage. Perhaps too many things going on at the same time or too many different people to deal with. At these times, anxiety filled your life. Sometimes momentarily, sometimes for much longer. But anxiety is healthy and normal. It happens to all of us some of the time. You see, anxiety is a response in your body to make you alert, prepared, and ready to act when it's necessary for your benefit. So thank your anxiety for keeping you safe when danger has really been present. Potential threats may have affected you. Thank your anxiety for keeping you free from harm. But you've allowed your anxiety to become too alert, too fearful, and it's now time to allow your anxiety some time to refocus and review and do its job better and return to helping you instead of being an obstacle. Sometimes we all have to learn to adapt, to safely adapt to our changing world. By focusing your energy, your creative energy, which we all have, from now on, you can keep your anxiety more in check so that you can respond more effectively to your changing environment. In your life, you have many everyday tasks to overcome, to complete, to address. Some are straightforward and demand little effort, while others build greater focus, greater resiliency, and greater creativity. Anxiety is often caused by having too many unfinished tasks or too many new events or too many unknown aspects of your life. Over time, all tasks reach their conclusion. All new events become old, and the unknown becomes familiar. Over time, you become more and more skilled at using your natural creativity to solve life's problems, improving with practice and growing as if new tasks are things that you've been doing all your life, because you have. You see, we distress ourselves when we worry that we or someone we care for is not ready for a certain task. We needn't worry, though, because in this life we tend to learn and become stronger as we go along. And you're now moving into a wonderful place of self-acceptance, ready to go forward, living with less anxiety. Deep down, you already know that worrying is a waste of your valuable energy. And you're becoming more and more aware that when you move your energy toward a solution, your energy makes things simpler. Worrying always complicates things. Now, in the future, you immediately and naturally become alert to when you're unnecessarily anxious. Because then you'll also find yourself hearing a favorite song that makes you feel good. Could be a song like Don't Worry, Be Happy, or Here Comes the Sun, Walking on Sunshine, Good Vibrations, What a Wonderful World, or any song that lifts you up when you hear it played or when it plays silently in your mind. And on each occasion you feel this good, relaxing song, it will begin to soothe you and calm you as you listen to it in your mind or wherever you are. Each time you find yourself feeling jittery, nervous, anxious, even kind of panicky, think of the song you've chosen and it will start playing in your mind. And each time you will feel better and better. You're also aware that in every situation, you can choose to feel better. And sometimes choosing is to let things be. It's curious how solutions come from unexpected sources without having to do anything at all. Just let the world drift by, allowing life to sort itself out in its own time. You now open yourself to allow an unexpected solution to present itself to you where you once sought to find a problem. You now know that sometimes you searched for problems which caused you to worry when there is no reason to worry. Think of the song you chose to feel better anytime you feel off balance. You can use your subconscious mind to find solutions. Happy solutions. Solutions that just rise within the mind. Maybe when you first wake up in the morning or maybe when you're in the shower. From now on, you'll just leave things alone that do not concern you, or allow things to just sort of sort themselves out in their own good time. You're no longer stuck in place, ready to move forward with your life. You know that the subconscious is a place of limitless solutions, and from now on, you'll learn to appreciate the gift of your creativity and imagination, and celebrate the limitless creativity of your subconscious, where new and exciting solutions to old lingering problems can be resolved at the right time in the right way. So now you know one of the secrets of using your subconscious to solve problems in new and exciting ways. By letting go and allowing the unfamiliar to resolve itself, to solve itself. And as you continue to use your subconscious mind and this knowledge to grow and grow, you build new and meaningful ways to be happy and balanced, successful, resourceful, calm and relaxed today and in the future. By letting things take their course, by moving forward, you're better placed than most when you do so to be anxiety-free. Isn't it good to know that where you were once very anxious because there were things you didn't know or had not done, feared doing, and now you know that one of the keys to contentment is to move forward? Moving forward, allowing things to sort themselves out. From now on, you will be more calm and relaxed by allowing the unfamiliar in life to sort itself out in its own time, in its own way. Moving forward, allowing your subconscious to help you, realizing you don't have to solve every single thing with your thinking mind. And by doing this, you can allow things to sort themselves out. And that's one of the keys to being calmer, more at ease, and more at peace. Now, in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. And when I reach the count of 5, you return to full awareness, feeling very rested and refreshed and completely at ease. And each time you listen to this recording, you allow yourself to drop to even deeper levels of relaxation, allowing your subconscious mind to open more fully, the way a flower opens to the rays of the sun, allowing your subconscious to do its work and to help you to present options, directions, and new ways of being as you find your way forward. And if you're in bed for the night, you can just ignore the count that's about to follow, and at this moment drift into a state of deep restorative sleep. But if you do wish to awaken, now follow the numbers. Number 1, feel a powerful energy beginning to flow into your arms and legs. Number 2, every cell in your body functioning perfectly. Number 3, feeling more and more fully aware and alert with every number I count. 4, coming back to full awareness, rested and refreshed, however, sleeping soundly and peacefully tonight at your normal bedtime. And when I reach the count of 5, fully aware and fully alert, completely back in the present. Number 5, eyes open, fully awake, fully aware and alert. Take a deep breath, stretch, and welcome back.